making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
I got some Marvel news for people who love the superhero movies. So, Doctor Strange, the rumors around the second version of this is heating up, and that Tobey Maguire, the guy who played Spider-Man like three Spider-Mans ago, is going to make an appearance in Doctor Strange 2. The rumor actually is Spider-Man 3 that should be coming out is going to be a multiverse-type film that will include Jamie Foxx, bringing back Jamie Foxx. Benedict Cumberbatch will be a part of Spider-Man 3, and then also Andrew Garfield, who was a Spider-Man character as well. And so the second Doctor Strange movie should have the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man. Mindy's sitting there, she's like, I don't know what's going on. You should see the look on her face right now.
I remember Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. I wasn't impressed.
I like
the newer one better.
I like Tobey Maguire in other movies, but as Spider-Man, I really didn't like. I like Tom Holland?
Yeah.
He's playing him now. I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, that's the face I was making.
I thought you were kind of getting lost about all the superhero talk.
No, I've watched enough of them.
All right, what do you got over there?
So what is Parler? It's so many people have suddenly signed up for this new free speech platform that has been crashing. It's become the most downloaded app in the United States following the election. The exodus follows complaints that Twitter and Facebook have gone far beyond simply policing misinformation or now attacking free speech. And while some have been quick to dismiss Parler as a conservative platform, independents, libertarians, and Democrats alike have downloaded the app. It actually launched in 2018, and its moniker comes from the French verb to speak. It does not fact check. However, it does ban some things like pornography, threats of violence, and terrorism support.
I downloaded it on Sunday, set up a profile on it just to check it out, see what it's all about and everything. I don't know. It kind of seems like it's a lot like
Twitter is what I.
It is. And just like any other social platform, it's just people screaming into the void of space. And
I think it's actually pronounced parlay.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's the French version. Yeah. Oh. So
I don't know if it's going to take off or not, because I'm not sure. I think when it comes to social platforms, you know, the youth have to attack it first and be on it. And I'm not sure if the youth are going to get into this thing. So I'm not sure if it's going to take off or not.
I'm not into Twitter. I even tried to do something with my Twitter account yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how this works. So Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is coming to ABC.
This is the 80s music.
Oh, yeah. It's one everybody knows. They're ramping up their show catalog. It's going to be a primetime special. The cool thing is it won't be hosted by another celebrity. Pat Sajak and Vanna White will be there as the hosts as well. Celebrities will instead spin the big wheel and try to solve puzzles in order to win a cool million for their favorite charity. A premiere date for the primetime version of the popular game hasn't been announced yet.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.